This is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So hopefully you've had an opportunity sometime this week to get unplugged, re-energize, take care of yourself, and keep on grinding. So today, let's talk about how to wield your leadership sword. If you look at one of my Instagram posts, I talk about how the leadership sword has power, there's authority, there's strength in that sword. The sword is a two-edged sword and it's very powerful. And how you wield it, how you hold it and use it is important. You just don't pick up a sword and just aimlessly use it. In medieval times, back in the days where they used swords, there was training, there was an art to it. There was different types of swords depending on the level in the hierarchy that you were. So all of that, from the get-go, from the training to your mastery of the sword is important. Even how that sword is made is important. How they put it in the fire and then the steam and how they make that whole sword. The blacksmith that makes that sword and what it's made out of is important. What's your leadership sword made out of? How are you using it? How do you use it? You first want to remain humble and recognize the power of the leadership sword. Just because you have that sword doesn't mean you go out gung-ho and just start slinging it all over the place and using it to scare the people that you lead away. Be in awe of it. Recognize the role that you have and the power that you have. It's easy to misuse power. You see it all the time throughout our country, throughout our society, throughout the world. At every level, there's people that misuse power. Because sometimes it gets to them. But be humble in the presence of your leadership sword. Use that sword, the authority that you have, use it for the good of your team, for those that you lead. Don't use the authority to be self-serving for you and to go where you want to go. Yes, you want to advance your career. Yes, you want to go places with your leadership. And that's okay. You'll get there and there's ways to get there, but not misusing your authority. So use your authority for your team, for the people that you lead, and use the authority to advance the mission, to accomplish the mission, to go in that direction of the vision that you and the team have for your business, for your organization. So use it appropriately, your authority. Protect those that you lead. And I know that they're grown individuals, or even if you're leading kids, teenagers, but let them, they're going to come into things that they'll need to handle on their own. But what I mean by protecting them is that it's your team. Those are the people that you lead. And so to the best of your ability, take care of them, look out for them, support them. Protect them from the what ifs, the buts, all that's out there. And yes, they have to own up to their own, but as a leader, you have to use your leadership sword to protect them and help guide them. Be courageous. You be the first one to go into the midst of fear. Lead the way. Be courageous. There might be times, yes, you send out somebody out there to start the process, but when it comes to fear, when it comes to all those things, lead the way. And they will follow because you have that leadership sword and they know that you are a master of your craft and you know how to wield that sword. That sword is two-edged, so you can use it for good, you can use it for bad. But practice your craft, practice your leadership craft. You're not always going to get it right. Move that leadership sword around. Next time you look at a movie or a show, or out there reenacting some medieval times, whether you're watching King Arthur or Knights of the Round Table, whatever it may be, remember the sword and the power that it has and the meaning of that sword. The power, the authority represents courage. And it can represent other things to you. So each of you have your own style of leadership sword. Crafted by you. You're the blacksmith. You're the one that's refining, sharpening that sword. So, how do you use it? Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Practice. Practice, practice. Refine your craft. No one else will do it for you. You might have to spar with other leaders from time to time, or some of your followers, not in a bad way, but you're practicing. And you know when you're sparring with a sword, like they did back in the medieval times, you're also allowing your followers to practice with their sword. Other leaders, colleagues, peers to practice with their sword. And yes, some might be more advanced than others, some are at different levels. That's okay. I'm talking to you and your craft. So get out there and start wielding your leadership sword. Conquer the enemies. Know the strengths. Use your strengths against the weaknesses of your enemy, the what ifs. Attack their weaknesses, the buts, attack their weaknesses, the can'ts. Attack their weaknesses with your strengths, with the power that you have with that leadership sword. You have it within you. You have value. You matter. Your sword matters. Your leadership matters. No one can take that away from you. So until next time, keep on wielding that leadership sword. Take care.